Folks, somewhere in Arizona, deep in the heart of the Painted Desert, lies a cavern piled high with gold dust and nuggets as big as your fist. And half buried atop the mine is a corpse. A corpse with a golden shroud. Hold on there now. Maybe we better kind of back up and start over. We'll get to the gold nuggets and the corpse in a minute. Folks, this is Ken Maynard, bringing you tales from the Diamond Key. You know, it's mighty nice having you drop in here at the ranch and spend some time. I reckon a tack room sort of made for storytelling. And I've got one here you don't want to miss. I call it the Golden Spiders. The door's open, so why don't you all come right on in?
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you transcribed stories of adventures, stories of circus life, fascinating tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. These exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now listen, I want to tell you that Ken's got a real thriller in store for you today, buckaroos. And speaking of thrills, just imagine Ken coming right into your living room and saying hello to you personally. Boy, what a thrill. And that's not all. No siree, Bob. After Ken speaks to you personally, he'll tell you two of his favorite stories about the wild, wild west, cowboys and treasure and circus yarns and the likes of that. Now, I'm talking about the Ken Maynard personalized record album that you can have for your very own. Now, you can't buy it in any store. This is Ken's own Diamond K brand record album. It's all in color with a big picture of Ken and Tarzan on the front. And inside are two big 8-inch unbreakable pure vinylite records with more pictures of Ken and Tarzan and the Diamond K Ranch right on the record. And here's the best part of all. When you put Ken's records on your phonograph, you'll hear him talking right to you with a personalized message. He'll say,
"Hello, Johnny. Hi there, Betty."
Or Steve, or whatever your name is. Now, this Ken Maynard album will be your very own and nobody else's. Here's all you do. Just send your name and address and put in just a little old $1 bill and send it to Ken at this station. Isn't that amazing? But you get four sides with two real Western stories, all in a beautiful colored album for only $1. Send in right now, kids, and just wait till you see how surprised your friends will be when you play the records and Ken speaks to you personally. They're standard 78 RPM speed records. Just ask Mom and Dad about it. To play on the regular kind of phonograph that everybody's used for years. Send your name and address now to Ken Maynard at this station and enclose just a $1 bill. And be the first in your neighborhood to own a real Ken Maynard personalized record album. Now, Ken.
Well, let's get back to our storytelling. I reckon most of you folks have been fascinated by tales of treasure and legends of the Painted Desert. Well, sir, I'm no different than the rest of you. There's something about the giant rocks and sand dunes that makes you think the master painter was mighty particular in mixing his colors. I've seen the sun rise and set. I've seen the moon come up, and I've watched the colors change with the seasons of the year. And I can understand now that maybe it's not always the dream of finding gold that makes a man spend a lifetime in the desert. Well, sir, it was near the end of the summer when I first heard about the Golden Spiders. I was spending the night at the prospector's cabin in the Navajo country not far from Winslow. We'd just finished having supper and the fire was still burning in the grate. We hadn't talked much during the meal. I figured old Hard Rock wasn't much for conversation. Jabez White, that was his real name. Where he come from doesn't rightly matter. Anyway, he pushed his chair back to the table and lit his pipe and looked at me for a long time before he spoke. His voice was cracked from the lack of use. As the fire went out and the shadows darkened the room, I heard a strange and fascinating tale. Hard Rock came clear across the country to try his luck at finding gold in Arizona. He really didn't need it, you understand. He had plenty of money to last him the rest of his life. But it was the thrill he wanted, the thrill of knowing that he had found gold. Well, sir, folks, just the mention of gold and old Hard Rock's face would light up like a moon that was coming through the window. He took a handful of wood and tossed it on the dying coals as he continued his story. The old-timer set out from Winslow with his horse and pack mule. Late in the afternoon, he got kind of hungry. So he pulled up his horse, found a shady spot to eat his lunch. And there, on a comfortable rock, he settled down to eat. While he was looking around, he noticed a whole column of spiders winding their way around the rock where he was sitting. I can remember his exact words. "Maynard," he said, "them spiders was solid gold." Hard Rock had seen gold spiders. Well, he got on his knees, and sure enough, they were real. Well, he could hardly believe his eyes. He grabbed a pick from the pack mule and started slicing at the rock where the spiders were disappearing. Suddenly, the rock moved, and there was a hole about the size of a man's body. Old Hard Rock figured it was the opening to a tunnel or mine shaft of some kind. He dropped down into the hole, dragging the pick after him. Then he found himself in a narrow tunnel. Strained his eyes, but it was black as the whole of Calcutta. Half stumbling, half crawling, he made his way along the tunnel, using the wall as a guide. One step, another, and another. And suddenly, horribly without warning, the ground opened up in the cavernous pit, and with a terrified scream, he plunged forward into emptiness. Miraculously, he was unhurt, for the ground under him was soft and sandy. Struck a match. Then he saw a golden glow like a desert sunset. Gold. Yellow grains of gold and nuggets. Nuggets the size of a fist. His search was over. Treasure was his. His hands trembled as he lit a torch, a folded paper from his pocket. Then he saw it. Strangest sight any man ever saw. His heart pounded like a native drum. And there at his feet lay the body of a man, covered with a web the spiders had spun. A web that was covered with gold. Whew. Ah, telling this story gets me so excited, I'm bone dry. Gotta have a drink of water. But while I'm cooling off here, let me interrupt the story just a second to tell you about something I'm mighty, mighty proud of. Have you heard about my K shirt? Ah, it's a real Western shirt that a friend of mine designed especially for me. Sort of like a T-shirt, you know. In nice cotton, about the color of desert sand. With a flaming Diamond K brand centered in the front in red sunset. And it's got our picture on it, too. Me and Tarzan. Well, kids, all the kids around my neighborhood took a fancy to it and wanted something like it. So my friend made them up special. The kid said I ought to tell you all about it. So that's what I'm doing. Now, if you figure you'd like to have a K-shirt like I wear when I'm practicing tricks and fooling around, you can get one if you want to drop me a note. Fella said he'd fix you up for only a dollar. And that sure surprised me. Now, just name your sizes. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12. If you want a K-shirt like mine, just send me your name and address and stick in one little old dollar bill and send it to this station. Well, enough of that. Let's get back to the story of the golden spiders. I reckon I don't need to tell you old Hard Rock was scared right out of his boots when he saw that golden shrouded body. Before he had time to move, the flame in his torch went out and it was dark again. With fear racing his heart, Hard Rock reached for the wall. He stumbled and fell, and his hands touched the body. His legs were numb and he tried to crawl. He inched his way along the wall, trying to remember the direction of the tunnel, but he was caught like a man in a tomb. The minutes passed, and they seemed like hours. And then at last, he saw a faint light high above his head. It was a tunnel, all right, but he couldn't reach the top. Dug his fingers into the wall, tried to pull himself up, and the dirt gave way. He tried again and again. The thought of the treasure had left his mind. Again he dug his fingers into the wall. Inch by inch he climbed. Only a few more feet. Slowly the faint light above seemed to come closer, and the air was sweeter as he almost reached the top. Whew. Well, sir, fire had gone out of the grate, and Hard Rock finished his story. He stood up, walked to the cabin window, and looked out across the desert. I didn't say anything for a long time. I reckon a man's got a right to live with his memories. Then he turned back to the room and said, I said, did you ever go back to look for the rock and the golden spiders? There was a queer smile across the old man's lips. His bent, tired body straightened, and his voice was soft as he said, every day for years and years. Then he pointed through the window. Maynard, he said, when you lived here as long as I have, when you've seen the rains and the winds and seen the sands drifting, then you'll know that nature has ways to protect its treasures from man. He crossed the room and opened the little grub box, stood by his bed, picked up a handful of nuggets and dropped them on the table where they sparkle like jewels in the moonlight. Ken, he said, here are my souvenirs of the treasure of the golden spiders. And somewhere out there in the painted desert, there's still a cavern piled high with nuggets as big as your fist, and great split-open sacks of gold dust lying about. That's how the spiders have unconsciously gilded themselves, crawling through it. And they look like hard rock and said, solid gold. And half buried inside is a corpse. A corpse with a golden shroud.
Gee, Willikins, Ken. Boy, that was a humdinger of a story. You know, I felt like I was really there during all the excitement. Say, kids, how would you like to have Ken really there, right in your living room with you, any time you want? Why, say, it's just like having Ken in person when you own one of his wonderful Diamond K record albums made especially for you. Remember what I told you earlier? You get a whole record album of four sides with two complete Ken Maynard Western stories in a beautiful album, all for only $1. And both the album and the records have colored pictures of Ken and Tarzan blazing across the front. Now, don't forget, these records are personalized with a message from Ken just for you, and he'll call you by name. So, send in your name and your address right now to Ken Maynard in care of this station, and enclose just a $1 bill. You don't even have to include postage. We'll mail it right to you. Remember, just a $1 bill. But hurry, the quicker you write, the sooner you'll have your Western record album to play and enjoy. Now back to Ken.
Well, it's time to say so long for now, folks. This is Ken Maynard closing the doors of the Diamond K Ranch till next time when I'll tell you the forbidding legend of Painted Flower. In the meantime, be sure to get that little old $1 bill in the mail for some real Western fun.
Tales from the Diamond K, starring Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard, are produced and transcribed in Hollywood.